Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Today, we turn in our Bibles to chapter 3 of the New Testament letter of 1 John, and we'll think about the first three verses of chapter 3. So I'll begin today by reading 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. The Apostle John begins chapter 3 by revealing to us his wonderment over the great love of God. A common part of the human experience is that we often get bored too easily. Sometimes we lose our wonderment. We lose our wonderment over the precious people in our lives, even those who have a big influence in our life. But this was not the case with the Apostle John. After many years of following the Lord Jesus, John is still in awe of the great love of God. When we read this letter, we get the sense that John remains overwhelmed by the love of God. John reminds us that we too ought to be blown away by the love of God and the very real fact that God would call us children. The followers of Jesus Christ ought to be blown away by the fact that we, by virtue of being in Christ, can rightfully be called children of God. Now, that phrase, children of God, can be a point where folks get tripped up when thinking about God and human life. All human beings are creations of God. All human beings experience the love of God. Theologians recognize that all people benefit to some extent from the love of God. And this is a love that's common to all people, and they call this common grace. Every person in every place experiences the love of God to some extent. And this experience of God's love comes from the fact that God loves His creation. He especially loves His human creatures. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, the Bible clearly teaches that human beings are created in the image of God. This makes humankind utterly unique among all the rest of creation, being made in the image of God. So human beings are created as image bearers, carrying within us the image of God. Now, this is not the time for us to deeply consider the nuances of what it means to be made in the image of God, but we'll likely come back to it in some future Daily 10 episodes. So, all humans are loved by God and are made in the image of God. But at the same time, the Bible makes the clear distinction between those who have a unique spiritual union with God and those who do not have that unique spiritual connection. The Bible teaches that Adam and Eve were created with that unique spiritual connection with God, but sin entered their life and broke that beautiful connection. Even today, sin corrupts and distorts the beauty that God intended for human beings to experience. Sin breaks our unique spiritual connection with God. That break, that separation in our spiritual connection with God, can only be repaired in Christ. When a person comes to Jesus Christ for salvation, for the redemption of their souls, then that spiritual separation between that person and God is repaired. When a person repents of their sin, pleads for God's forgiveness, pleads for God's restoration, and receives Jesus as their Savior and Lord of their life, then that spiritual break is repaired by God Himself. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 9 through 13, the Apostle wrote this: "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Did you catch verse 12? Verse 12 says, "But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. This is an earth-shaking verse, and one of enormous importance. The apostle indicates, both in his gospel and in the letter of 1 John, that sinners are not automatically, quote, children of God. We are not naturally, by virtue of simply being human, a spiritual child of God. John qualifies what it means to be a true child of God. The qualifier John uses in this statement is, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name. And of course, John is referring to Jesus. All who received Jesus and believed in his name, God gave the right to become children of God. Now, this is a controversial point in the 21st century. It's very common for people to claim that we are all the children of God. This is true especially in the rhetoric of those in public life. In their public appeals, they sometimes declare that we're all children of God. This, they think, will increase their personal likability with the public in general. But we, as informed Bible students, want to be careful and clear-thinking here. The person speaking in public could be uninformed or could just be spouting dribbling nonsense and invoking the name of God in the process. We don't know their spiritual foundations or how thoughtful they are about the things of God, but they could just be trying to emphasize their view that God loves all people. Perhaps, in their imprecise language, they're referring to what theologians call common grace, the kind of love God showers upon all people. Okay, fine. As listeners, we'll just have to wade past their unthinking and imprecise language. However, we, as students of the Bible, do want to have precise thinking when it comes to this point. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, the apostle says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are." John is very specific. He says, that we should be called children of God. And then he says, and so we are. So John has a very specific group of people in mind when he uses the phrase children of God. John is referring to those people whose allegiances align with Jesus Christ. This is consistent with what John taught in the Gospel of John. The true children of God are those who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior, period. No exceptions. John continues to be overwhelmed by the biblical truth that a person who was once hostile to God, hostile to Jesus, can now be in close spiritual union with God, and that God would call those people children. Now, the Apostle Paul had the same wonderment in his own soul. In Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 11, the Apostle Paul wrote this, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation." Again, Paul writes in verse 8, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And then, in verse 10, Paul writes the stunning statement, quote, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God," end quote. God is doing the reconciling. We're not. And what is stunning is that we, you and me, in our sinful thoughts, words, and actions, proved ourselves to be hostile to God and his purposes in this world. The wonder is that God, in his magnificent mercy and grace, would so wondrously love those who were plainly hostile to him. This is God's amazing love. Now, this point of being a spiritual child of God is so important. The child of God, through Christ, has come into vital union with God. The child of God has come into newness of life. The spiritual child of God has come into the promise of eternal life. The spiritual child of God is now on the lifelong journey of growing to be more and more like Jesus. According to the Apostle John, the person who has not come to Christ is not a true spiritual child of God. That person does not enjoy the spiritual benefits of being in vital union, close personal connection with the living God. That person does not enjoy the promise of eternal life in the presence of Jesus Christ. But for the apostle, he stands in amazement, in complete wonderment. And he calls each of us to continually be mindful of the great love that God has showered upon his spiritual children. The apostle calls on believers everywhere to revel in the truth that God's love has exploded in the salvation of our souls so that we would experience an eternally joyful relationship with him. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.